My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Yeah. Welcome. You ready to start the show?
Oh my God, I'm so ready.
Let's get going. Let's go, Gene.
Point of order, the honorable member for Saanich Gulf Islands.
I interrupt my friend in her speech, but I heard her say a word that I know is distinctly unparliamentary, and I think she may want to withdraw it. The word was F-A-R-T.
The honorable member for Calgary Signal Hill.
Are you serious, Mr. Speaker? Like, is my colleague actually serious? I just gave an impassioned speech about supporting Alberta jobs, and that's what the leader of a political party stands up and has to say. No, I don't withdraw it.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fuck is dead.
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Ooh, I can feel the bass bumping.
That's a good one. Oh, wow.
The sound is so immense, my ear can't rumbling.
Those, you know, I got those for you. That's a gift I got you.
No, you didn't. These are not recently, but yeah, a while ago.
Right. You just said no.
Sorry, I thought you meant you just got these for me.
No, but that was a present I got.
I love these. These are what I used to wear on airplanes when I traveled a lot so I could lock out other people.
Yeah.
You just seal out the rest of the world. You're a huge fan of noise canceling headphones.
I love it. I even got the mini ones, the inner ear noise cancelers. They're awesome.
How does that work?
They're fantastic.
You put it in your
They're just like
rectum.
Yeah, and then your butthole closes and you can't hear anything. It's fantastic.
You know what I wish is that people in our country talk back like this.
Oh my God.
Like, why is no one talking to President-elect Trump this way? Like, are we fucking serious?
While he gives his State of the Union?
Yeah, what?
You're orange.
Nobody's making any sense. This is great. This just goes to show how sensible Canadians are.
Yeah. By the way, we're in the studio.
We made it.
It's still a mess.
We made it, though.
Oh, this is better than last week, so you can actually see a little bit.
It's better than it used to be.
You can see we have an actual production desk.
Look at this.
Huh?
This is like your DJ Dad Mouth central station command.
I got my turntables right over there.
Turntables. We got special soundproofing on these walls and on the ceilings.
This guy.
I missed him too.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought him back into the fold.
Yeah. That's American and this is Canadian.
That's our Congress.
Yeah. Right? That's how we talk.
We talk funny.
I just gave an impassioned speech and then we go and we'll speak too.
America spoken, guys.
God, this was amazing. This is incredible.
She said F-A-R-T.
Why isn't the government talking about how to retain skilled labor?
Thank you.
Why isn't the infrastructure minister talking about how to implement infrastructure funds and get construction workers back to work in Alberta?
There you go.
Why does this government treat Alberta like a fart in the room that nobody wants to talk about or acknowledge?
This guy likes
that
it.
That is where my constituents have been at with this government for over a year. And you know what? We're tired of it. Oh, and by the way, constituents, as I'm giving this speech, there's Liberal members across the aisle that are laughing at me.
Yeah.
And they're laughing at you.
Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh, I like her.
Ooh.
Can we get her to work down here?
I'm more of a fan of the
honorable
of this lady
for,
who's like, I'd like to, excuse me.
My friend in her speech, but I heard her say a word that I know is distinctly unparliamentary. And I think she may want to withdraw it. The word was F-A-R-T.
The Honorable member for Calgary Signal.
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
R-T.
What a
word was F-A-R-T.
Fucking crybaby.
F-A-R-T. F-A-R-T. R-T.
You know,
F-A-R-T.
You know who that is? That's the tattletale
of
elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
Teacher, she said it. She said it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Elizabeth, you fucking tattletale nerd.
She's such a fucking nerd.
Nerd alert.
She said fart during the thing.
What's going to happen? Are they going to punish her for saying F-A-R-T?
The honorable member for Saanich Gulf Islands.
I have a lot to say about the content of my friend's speech. I am deeply concerned, as are all people in this place, for Canadians who are hurting from economic downturn.
Well, what about Ford?
I would like to speak to that, but the first important... Excuse me.
Oh, good.
Well, she has
to sit down, bitch. Maybe she has to fart.
Maybe she had to fart right then. I wonder how often she farts. She looks like she can rip them.
She farts a lot.
But it looks like they just like kind of... like fallout.
Ego.
Yeah.
I think she eats a lot of TV dinners in front of the television.
Mm-hmm.
And she farts and she pets her cats.
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh?
Oh.
Oh.
It's okay.
What's going on?
Is it okay?
And we're back. This is part of living in a new place.
Yeah. We've had a constant stream of workers, work, things. Nothing really works when you first buy a house.
The internet's terrible.
Internet blows. The heater's not working.
No.
The pool needs work. It's all under construction.
Yeah.
It's coming together, guys.
Yep.
Our life is almost gotten.
They just shamed this lady into sitting down.
Yeah.
The lady who was like F-A-R-T.
Well, they should.
Yeah.
And you know, like I said, we could use a little
bit
of this.
She's no fun.
In our politics.
She's from the no fun patrol. You
no
know.
Fun. So what if someone, she said fart in the wind. It was in the context of an event.
She's the lady that when she was a kid and the teacher left the room for a second.
Yeah.
She told, you know.
Yeah.
Like the teacher came back. She said, you said that everybody could have one cookie.
Yeah.
And Simon had four.
Yeah. Robbie had four cookies. Yeah.
And then Robbie's like, the fuck?
Yeah. This is the syndrome of someone who needs justice all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not about justice at that point. They
dickhead.
Such a dick.
Mr. Speaker, the leader of the Green Party has been probably one of the most vocal opponents of every part of the Alberta economy for the last 10 years. So I will take no lessons from her on that.
Oh,
okay,
shit.
Michelle, that's what's up.
Oh, shit.
All right, Alberta.
Bitch.
The honorable member for the Saanich Gulf Islands.
And I feel it's important to make something of the member's choice of words is that she then accused people opposite her for reacting. And in that context, decorum is important and respect is important in this place. I remind those who are now heckling me that you are breaking the rules of this place when you do so.
Rules.
I have never heckled in this place, not once. And I've never used language that was unparliamentary, not once. And I recognize my friend's passion, but I do not forgive,
America,
nor
sweetie.
Do I accept.
Jeez.
She just sat down again.
Yeah.
She got fucking told what's up, you know?
F-A-R-T.
I love that. I could hear her say that all
day. She didn't even, she didn't say the word.
She spelled it out, which is extra juvenile to me when an adult can't repeat a bad word.
Of course.
That makes me crazy. Just say fart, dummy. Like you've never said fart in your private life.
She didn't want to sink that low.
She shouldn't listen to this show. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Elizabeth would have a real problem.
This show, she'd be like, it was the most offensive. Most offensive.
Fart, yeah. F-A-R-T. Fart, yeah.
Yeah.
Fart, yeah.
Fart, yeah.
Oh, I remember. She was from last week, huh?
Yeah.
The big
fruit. Fluff. Miss Fluff.
Great big fat
whatever
person.
She is.
Yeah, she was so fucking fat.
Oh, my God.
Jesus
yeah, that was
Christ.
Way, that was so
That's not
much.
Even fat, because Bert is fat, but that was like obese.
Oh, yeah, that was
morbidly.
Easily two Berts.
Two
lady.
Berts.
Yeah.
Which is enormous.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, yeah, so big. Speaking of that, I mean, I'm really hitting this weight loss thing hard.
You're really, first of all, you're really hitting your drops today. I got to say, you're on point
yeah.
with your drops.
Thank you.
And you've been hitting the weight loss game harder than I've ever seen you hit it.
Are you serious, Mr. Speaker? Like,
you have been, well, first of all, working out daily.
Yeah.
Jamming on the one. The diet's clean as fuck right
yeah.
now. You bought the, that tank that you sit in for an hour a day.
The sweat tank. Yeah.
So you're losing water weight in addition to fat. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It's pretty great. I mean, it's a full on challenge at this point about who is, you know, who's going to be less of a pig
right.
at the beginning of the new year.
Well, and I've seen Bert's propaganda on Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't buy it. I don't think he's doing anything.
Yeah, you shouldn't buy it. I mean,
no.
It's
nonsense.
He's a big liar, you know? He,
yeah.
I see him telling nothing but lies all the time, and he's also somebody who you have to remember. Oh, this is him right now.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Bernd Kreisler?
Hey,
Bert. Did you just see who quote tweeted us?
No.
The Rock, again.
Tweeted us?
Yeah, in the ticket team, side Bert, team Bert, team Tom.
Oh, what'd he say?
Did you see my new video?
No.
Okay, watch my new video, and then call me back.
Well, we're doing a podcast right now.
Oh, son of a bitch.
What is your new, just tell us.
Just tell us, Bert.
I filmed my workout today, and I ended up doing two-a-day, and running on the treadmill after I did CrossFit.
Yeah.
And I was
oh,
on
right.
And my line was, I call these 2 days. For those of y'all who didn't get pussy back in high school, that's where us real men put hair on our balls. And The Rock just said the back in high school line had me rolling.
Just oh. That's hilarious, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Watch the video and then call me later.
Where's the video? Is it on your Twitter?
It's on everywhere. It's on Twitter, on Instagram. I'm
going to okay.
post a video a day during this weight loss challenge. And just instead of doing a vlog, just post them on Instagram.
Hey, so another thing, I was talking to Ari. He was saying that like we're just doing a straight up weight loss challenge. That's how I understood it, right? He was like, "Well, if he's a half inch taller than you, then he doesn't have to." I'm like, "Nah, dude, I'm not playing that. We're doing a straight up challenge."
No, here's the deal. We both measure at 6'1". Okay.
Okay.
We both come in at 6'1". That's our height, and the whole deal is. All we have to get really is to 227. If we can get below 227, he has to pay for the trip.
Does he understand that that's on him if we hit that?
Yes, he totally gets it.
Okay.
If we can get into just simply overweight and not obese on our BMI.
Okay.
And our number, our goal weight is 227.
Okay. 227. All right.
Yeah. And between me and you, whoever loses the most weight gets to shave the other person's beard.
Okay. So that's the addition to thing.
That's the addendum.
Addendum, you mean?
Addendum.
All right. So I'll look up this video you just posted.
Okay. Yeah. Watch the video. Then call me later.
All right. Sounds good. Bye.
I didn't know that. So you guys only have to get to... being overweight and not obese. So 227 and above is considered obese.
Well, for our height, I mean, yeah.
So 227.
Right now we're grotesquely obese. And if we get down to 227, we'll just be overweight. Like if we wanted to be healthy, but also you should remember this though. The BMI is a super outdated measuring. No, it really is. Mm-hmm. It really is.
How so? Explain to me how.
The BMI doesn't take into account like your muscle mass, really. It's just saying like based on an average size guy, mm-hmm. oh, you should weigh this amount. But you could be a muscular guy and be considered obese by it. You could also just be kind of a normal build guy and still be considered obese by it, because it's an outdated measurement.
So it's just taking the number is what you're saying, but
yeah, it's like just saying, oh, you're number. 6 feet tall. You need to weigh 180 pounds, right, but you can see guys that are 210 that are healthy guys. Right. They're like, no, you're obese now because you're.
So you're saying instead they should do a ratio of your body fat to muscle. Tone.
Well, I'm saying that if somebody were to really want to find out on this scale, you should do like a real modern day body fat percentage. So,
Right. Like a trainer, when you see sometimes they pinch your fat and then they tell you how fat you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's interesting.
So it looks like I don't
believe he's doing 2 a day.
Oh, I think he definitely just did.
You think so?
He did it today.
Okay.
I'm not saying he's doing it every day.
But does he have a sweat tank like you have?
I don't think he has a sweat tank. Diet, I just can't see him sticking to it for the month. Especially on the road. He's going to have so much booze flowing through his system every night.
The problem with him and this challenge is the road. That's going to be a huge obstacle for him. And that's something, thankfully, you don't have to contend with.
Yeah.
Because he drinks a lot. He drinks on the airplane. Don't forget. Yeah. He doesn't fly sober. So that alone is going to be quite a challenge.
Oh, yeah. And it's a month of that, you know?
Yeah.
It's impossible. Of him trying to flush.
He's going
to
lose.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It's impossible.
This is what's cool about this internet right now, is that I can't fucking pull this up. Because the internet here fucking sucks, even though we've paying for the top tier that they offer. So
this is always our problem. We always pay for the top tier, and we never get what we want.
Dude, it's such
bullshit.
Why the
fuck is it so hard to get high-speed internet?
And we've had different companies, and they all are garbage, man.
Dog shit.
Here we go.
6:18 in the morning, and I'm ready to go to CrossFit, waiting for my workout partner, Johnny Blade, to come pick me up. And that's how you start a day. Before Tommy Buns has had his first jar of honey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, crap, my hat fucked up.
Oh, he really did it. Doesn't look good at all.
He's wearing a rock t-shirt. God, he looks like shit.
That's how we get it in the Iron Jungle. Heading back to the man cave for what I call a two-a-day. For those of you who didn't get pussy back in high school, a two-a-day is what us badasses used to do to grow hair on our balls. It's getting real up here. Can you hear the music playing?
Stupid.
You know what's funny?
Tiger growl.
You know what's funny? He didn't do 2 a days.
No.
Because he didn't play ball.
Oh, wasn't he like a... What did he do in high school?
He fucking hung out. Yeah. He's one of these guys, too, that like... Oh, my God. I remember one time when I asked him, I go, did you play football in high school? He goes, I was supposed to be like one of the next best players at my school. Yeah. Like, supposed to be great. But then I injured my shoulder.
Yeah.
But I was going to, like, everyone was talking about how good I was going to be. Like, hypothetically, he was proud of himself.
And then in college,
his movements are terrible.
Oh, in college, wasn't he Van Wilder?
He was a lunatic.
Partied. He didn't even do sports. So
that looked really bad.
That looked terrible. You know what it looked like? Mm. Like a 50-year-old dude trying to work out. Yeah. And you're like, stop it. You're going to pull your back struggling. Or something. Yeah. He looked like he's going to hurt himself.
Yeah.
I hope he got approval from his physician.
Yeah.
Before he started.
I should do a video just where I show him how to do this.
Oh, this is bullshit. What he did once, you've been doing this already for months.
I'll take him to a class.
Oh, remember when you did CrossFits?
Oh my God.
You come home, you're like, oh, it's your burpees. Oh, it's your burpees.
Oh, it's your burpees.
I do Pilates, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I did a plank yesterday. 2 minutes.
Yeah.
First time in my entire life.
Pretty cool.
You're not going to give me any kind of props?
I am proud of you. I think that's great. I really do think that's great. I'm glad.
227, it's a magic number.
That's your record?
No, boo-boo. 227.
Oh, I thought you meant 227 was how long you planked for.
No. Oh. Just 2 minutes.
Well, 2 minutes is fantastic. Yeah, 227 is not obese.
Okay.
So.
F-A-R-T.
Now, you know. Yeah, pretty incredible, right?
Very.
I can't believe it.
Very.
That.
Okay.
Guy didn't do two-a-days, and he threw a two-a-days joke out. It's so fucking funny. Mm. You know, Bert's never even been to Russia.
No.
That whole story is just, it's all exaggerations.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they didn't really call him.
No.
He calls himself.
It's all stories, guys.
Yeah.
It's all stories.
And his diet's probably not clean.
Oh, my God.
He's not eating clean.
And not boozing? I mean, maybe for a few days, maybe a week. I could see him doing
that. When he's home, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got leftovers because they blow it out, the Kreischers.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure he's eating leftovers still.
Sugar.
We threw them out. We ate one day and then I threw it all out the next day. Stuffing, greens, peas, tomatoes, chicken, bam, bam. You name it. I threw it out.
Yeah.
So we're not tempted.
It's a good idea.
That's
good
how
plan.
Dedicated I am to my husband winning the obesity challenge.
The obesity challenge,
yeah. The not obesity challenge.
That's right.
227 jeans, you're almost there.
I'm getting closer.
Oh, dude, you're so there.
Yeah, I'm getting closer.
Yeah, we're eating clean.
Clean eating, clean living, fitness.
Can't wait.
Jumping rope. Making boxings.
Making boxings.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
I wanted to bring up a story. We had the electrician come this week and he pushed the doorbell and I answered and he goes, "Oh, hey, Gene." Oh, and I thought that I misheard.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
so great. And I let him in. I go, "I think he just called me Gene."
Yeah.
And then later he goes, "All right, Gene, thank you very much."
Because he heard me call you Jeans a few times. I'm like, "Jeans, you want this here?" So he was like, he's like, "I'm picking up on it." You know, he was like, "Oh." So he's like, "Gene?"
Right. Call me Gene.
You loved it, though.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, for a split second, because we have had workers come through here that are fans of your mom's house.
Yeah.
And I thought for a second, maybe this guy's like a fan of the show or something.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But he's a little older, so I didn't think so, you know?
Yeah.
But just the fact that someone called me Gene based on you was pretty great.
Yeah. Pretty great.
Gene. Hello. Gene. Good morning, Gene.
Hello, Gene.
God. That was fun.
It was fantastic. Gene. We still say jeans and mommy to every drive-through. Like we do the Starbucks drive-through. We live by a Starbucks now, so we drive through all the time.
Yeah.
And we'll be like, "Hey, mommy, can I get a venti iced coffee? Extra ice, no sweetener." And they're like, okay, it's going to be 358. I'm like, okay, thanks. Thanks, jeans.
That's the key, is if you say it fast.
Yeah.
Because now I do it.
Yeah.
And it's the most fun.
They never say anything.
They never say anything. And you can do it to waitresses, to your Starbucks employees, to anybody that you have an exchange with.
Quick exchange.
Quick, like the grocery person.
Yeah.
You go, hey, mommy, I'd like a blah, blah, blah. Thanks, jeans.
Yeah.
I say thanks, jeans, because that one's easier.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we should start a phenomenon around the world where people start doing this.
I think it's great. I know.
Hey, mommy, I like a double cheeseburger, blah, blah, blah. Thanks, jeans.
Oh, my God. Those, by the way, those fucking international bird is fat things are so fucking funny.
I love that Indian one we got from the female Indian teacher.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Japanese one was great. So profesh.
So profesh. Yeah. So profesh.
Now, there was some controversy I noticed about last week's Master of Accents.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
It looks like your title is being challenged.
Okay, let me pull it up here. Yeah, people were like, oh, Master of Accents, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, pups, we've had a bit of a rest. Time now for some training. What's involved in human pup plays at first century?
God damn it.
Now, I have to say, you were saying something about how dignified, I remember you were talking about dignified Brits.
Right.
And then when this clip up, I would say that you actually said Brits.
Oh, interesting.
First.
So you're blaming, wait a minute. Yeah. I'm the apprentice of accents. You're the master of accents.
But you lived there.
Yeah, I know, but I was tired and not paying attention.
I'm just saying, I think I followed your lead. But
you're blaming me. You're the master.
I'm just saying, I think you polluted my mind for a moment. But then we had a number of people write in very upset, saying this is absolutely
very upset.
Clearly not British. It's Australian. And then people on top of that wrote in and go, this is Kiwi.
Well, yes, you're right. Now, allow me to clarify, because I read all the emails and I've done my my research here. I heard the first speaker is Momstralian. And this New Zealand guy wrote in, he's like, I was so happy to hear that we were going to shit on the Aussies because that gives us Kiwis great joy.
Yeah.
And then he goes, the rest were Kiwis.
Oh, really?
So the first speaker is Momstralian, and then all these lunatics.
So the dog costumes. Wrangler is Australian. And then these little savage piglets of his are Kiwi?
Right. These suck pigs in their latex dog fetish costumes are Kiwis.
Wow.
Right.
What a masterful accent this man has.
Right.
It's really something.
Hey, pups, we've had a bit of a rest.
See, but it's so
time now for a bit of a rest.
Training. What's involved in human pup plays at first seems really simple because, you know, most people think you just get waddling around and going woof woof and bark bark. It's really so much more complicated.
Oh my God.
Is it more complicated than that?
When do you guys pull your dicks out?
Yeah.
Learn who sent that is, Seeker. That belongs to somebody in the room. Well done, pup. See? God. You knew it was mine. Well done.
Oh, God. So fucking
Thank
weird.
You, he's
petting the it's human upsetting. Puppy in the latex costume.
It's so upsetting.
There wasn't any other trainers. There wasn't anyone to teach me.
You lived in Australia, too.
I had to go out and learn and put together the ideas. Well done,
But Seeker. I will say, can you press pause?
Yeah.
Good boy.
Is that his accent? His accent feels subtly Momstralian. It doesn't sound as much as like,
it's not like that.
When they talk.
Oh, we have a big Australian accent here.
Yeah?
Yeah, one of the clips coming up. that's from Pup Play later.
Pup Play.
Yeah.
How much for you to do Pup Play?
Oh, with this guy in charge?
And just all these other guys. And they all recognize you from your Netflix specials.
Even with my dog mask on?
Well, they cut your beard out of the mask so people can recognize
you. Like, hey, mate.
Good day, mate.
Yeah, from Netflix, eh?
Thank you, sir.
This guy, you know, he pulls his dick out and just mouth fucks all these dogs.
Well, they don't mention that part.
I know, but you know that's coming.
Of course. Why else are people wearing this latex
Borrowed
shit?
Stuff from psychology
Oh,
and
my God. He's smelling the other guy's ass.
Kinesthetics and safe working.
Oh, for fuck's
so
sake.
So putting that all together, I've become trainer.
I've become a trainer.
And I own pups.
Who
are you barking at again? Hey, who's your owner?
Who's your owner?
Oh, that's me. That's right.
Yeah. We should have gotten this. It's very disappointing. It is a sad day in your mom's house.
I'm going to be honest and I'm going to be open about who I am.
That's who just said that. This guy in a full fucking ridiculous dog mask and latex suit.
Damn it. And by the way,
big fate, perfect smile, dog teeth.
Perfect smile. By the way, these full body latex dog costumes can't be cheap.
No, it's a real investment.
A real investment to
you. It's also an investment of your time to live at this fucking pervert's house in his cage.
To get the realistic dog face costume with your eyes cut out. I mean,
it's a really aggressive, like, you know, costumes and masks can go one way or the other. That's really aggressive looking. Doesn't it look super aggressive?
Of course.
Yeah.
But that's his puppy nature. That's his nature he wants to express, Tom.
Oh, God.
Yes, sir.
So gross.
S&M is so, it's so not my lane. Any fetish.
Oh,
I'm just so, I'm so not into this stuff. Where'd it go though?
Oh, I don't know.
To make fun of them. But I want to hear the difference between the Kiwis and the Momstralians.
Okay, okay.
Because I'm not sure. Honest,
and I'm going to be open about who I am.
About who
that
I
am. I'm not ashamed of the fetish. I'm not ashamed of the people that I have.
Yeah. You should be ashamed though, a little.
You should be very ashamed.
I want that. I'm not ashamed of the fetish. I'm not ashamed of,
not?
The people that I hang out with.
I think you should be, just a little bit.
And I suppose that I want people to know that it's a normal community.
It's not.
I don't think that I should be hiding it away.
You should hide it 100%.
You should, just like the guy that marries his
there
mom.
Wasn't any other trainers. Yeah. There wasn't.
Can anyone. You hear that difference or no?
There wasn't. Well, I can't hear because I'm muffled. I might get
there wasn't any other trainers. Any there wasn't trainers. Anyone to teach me. So I had to go out and learn and put together the ideas. Well done, Seeker. Go to present for me. Good boy.
Good boy. Yeah. I took it off.
What a relief to get that off. So.
Oh, no. Put it back on. Your parents are watching.
There you go.
For fuck's sake.
And I'm going to be open about who I am. That I'm not ashamed of the fetish. I'm not ashamed of the people that I hang out.
He should be.
And I suppose that I want people to know that it's a normal community.
It's not.
We live in this guy's cage.
Hiding it away.
What a relief to get that off. So.
What a relief to get that off.
Yeah.
So, Kiwi. I mean, I guess it sounds a little more of the thing. What are you doing?
I'm checking a message.
Oh, who's calling?
I don't know. I got somebody just left me a voicemail. I don't know if it's okay, it's a different guy. I didn't know if it was the guy in the house.
Oh.
I gave my number.
Oh.
So here he is. He letting you know. I mean, he seems happy.
He's fine.
He's very happy.
But you would think for a sense of like, hey, I want to keep my day job.
Yeah.
I don't need my friends and family to know that I dress up like a latex dog and sniff other guys' butts and then, you know.
Yeah.
F them. You don't need people to know. Just like what we said last week.
Well, sometimes my trainer, he F's me, you know.
Your dog trainer?
Yeah.
It's just like the gays.
You know?
I asked him, would you ever date your mom? I
asked him, would you ever date your mom?
He's like, yeah, I really would.
I really would. Man.
Once in a while he calls me mom, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So dumb. So dumb.
She looks like a fucking boy.
That's something
Jesus
else.
Jesus Christ. We didn't even open up that can of worms.
It's just like the gays.
Yeah. God.
It's just like the gays.
It's still one of the most alarming things we've ever, in my opinion, played ever.
Me too. It's one that lingered around the house for days.
Oh,
we kept quoting that one for days.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I asked him,
I'm your mom and you're my son and I am falling in love with him. He said, are you really? I said, yes, I am. He said, you know what? I was scared to let you know, too. I am, too.
We're both consenting adults. If it comes down to it, you know, it's just like the gays. They're you know, as long as they're over 18, everything's fine.
Yeah.
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 Same thing.
Yeah, exactly the same.
I asked him.
Would you date your mom?
How do you like? That's such a. She just brings it up one day. We were talking and laughing, and she was like, "I asked him, would you ever date your mom? Like, yeah, how irresponsible?
It's pretty
as a parent, right? Yeah,
it's on her. It's on her.
Yeah. You're not supposed to."
So you want to hear a distinctly Australian accent?
Yeah, let's figure the difference out between the Kiwi and the Australian.
Yeah. Oh, I was in bed and me wife come and wake me up and I come outside in me jocks and
I seen old mate running towards, well, like, he was up the street and then he come back towards the car back. And I said, oi, what are you doing there, mate?
What are you doing there, mate?
You got to wait here. And he's like, nah, oh, I fell asleep behind the wheel. And I'm like, what? Righto.
He needs a perfect smile.
He definitely
can see that. He's missing some.
Babe, I don't know where our perfect smiles are.
I have a perfect smile in my travel case. I travel with it so that if I ever need a smile on the road.
Thank God. He could definitely.
And then he just decided to start walking up the street again. I said, what are you doing, mate? You got to wait here. The cops are coming. And he just started taking off. So I was ran inside, jumped in my little purple car and started chasing him up the street. And then he went down a side street. Adorable. And I was told the coppers he went down the side street and they went and got him.
This dude's awesome.
Adorable.
And I was just chasing him in my jocks.
He's got like four teeth.
I know.
Yeah.
Don't Australians just sound adorable no matter what they're saying?
Yeah. Even Chopper.
Chopper dyed his pubes ginger.
Chopper.
I love it.
Yeah. They do. They're a fun group.
Sweet, right?
Yeah.
They don't sound like dicks.
How long did you live there? 6 months?
I didn't live there. I did road rules there.
That's what I'm saying. You lived there.
Filmed for like almost 3 months, I think, back in the day.
You lived there.
The 90s.
I know, but you lived. How does that make my point?
Well, no. I mean, it was an extended trip. I don't know if I would consider
3 months? You wouldn't say you lived there for 3 months?
All right. Then I guess it's living.
I mean, I lived in Boston for a summer. I still say I lived there.
Oh, you lived. Yeah, but I lived in youth hostels and Winnebagoes. Yeah.
In the Winnie, you were doing challenges. Shit, man, you're wrestling Crocs, sitting on ice.
Just glassing.
You're just glassing.
Just glassing. I got a bad bite. This guy looks so happy, too.
He is really happy.
And you know, these Australians, they're always happy. I've never seen a bummed out Australian. And they were like that in the 90s. Everyone's super nice there.
You think it was a 90s thing?
I don't know. I mean, look, I just know that I didn't meet a rude Aussie when I was there.
Really?
No, Americans are douchebag. We're mean to foreigners especially, but they're so nice. I loved it there. Canadians, Australians, Kiwis. They're all nice. They're all nicer than us. Most other places.
Would you say, this is New Zealand.
Except for Eastern Europe. Oh, shit, man. Kiwi. Not this.
Yeah.
I hate this. They're
bundles of energy.
But
they need the right snacks to keep them going. That's why I give my kids fruity bars.
Fruity bars.
They're full.
Now you're laughing at it.
Because of this.
Preventing trips around your home can be as easy as tidying up toys.
The breathing is.
They're obviously very close, though.
That's kiwi.
That's kiwi.
It's a bit of, fruity bars.
Yeah.
It's stronger, and I feel like Australian.
You think it's a stronger accent?
Fruity bar, yes. Hmm. It's a little more fairy cutie, Fruity bars.
Kids, they're bundles of energy.
Bundles of energy.
But they need the right snacks to keep them
snacks.
Going.
That's why they don't say I give they my kids X.
Fruity bars.
Fruity bars.
Oh, my God. Do you know that I clean up the toys now a lot more because of that?
Yeah, see, it worked then.
Oh, my God.
It worked.
No, I don't want to see it again. Fruity bars. Snacks. Snacks.
Go down right there. No way. Yes! Have you ever seen a moose go down that quick? We've been slipping along here, just glassing, just glassing, glassing. We're just glassing. Let's glass, let's glass.
That shit makes me so happy.
Oh, man.
That makes me so happy.
The ultimate dad boner, that guy.
Yeah. Like hearing our son laugh and this guy make me happy no matter what.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing.
Just glassing. And I like his dad move.
Yeah. Babe,
comedian Tom Segura.
Whoa.
AKA.
This is the dad move. Just glass.
Yeah.
You know, they do this. Like,
he was really
such
doing
a
it.
Dad move.
Yeah.
Got out here early morning. Look at the meadow. This is why we this came up here. We've been slipping along this big, huge meadow. Big, long, tall meadow. We've been slipping along here, just glassing. And all of a sudden, literally, I didn't even put my head net on. I'm like, we're just glassing these big, huge meadows.
Wait, no.
So
people
excited.
Wrote you in saying, I was wrong that this guy's Canadian.
No, you thought he was Canadian.
Of course.
No, he's from Colorado.
I don't buy it. How do we know he's not a Canadian living in Colorado?
Dude, he has no Canadian accent.
I hear it.
No.
And looking for moose? That's, I mean, there's nothing more Canadian than that.
No, no. You don't know. You don't know. It's it's really bad how far off you are with that one. You don't know. I'm really disappointed, to be honest.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
First of all,
yeah,
I want to bring up something that I'm really thankful for. You know, we just celebrated.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving,
mate.
That was a perfect English accent.
Thank you.
And we invited our friends over.
Yeah.
We did straight friends and...
straight friends and no gays?
Straight friends and no non-binaries.
Yeah.
I'm saying, you know, we didn't do anything we didn't want to do. So the point is, you and I made sweet love.
Oh, yeah.
In our home for the first time here. Yeah. And I wanted to thank you because you put on deodorant before we did it.
That's really...
And showered. Babe. And I thought, wow, what a special occasion.
Yeah. Okay. So...
You did.
You said that. And I was like, what are you talking about? You go, whoa, deodorant? What's going on? What's the big deal here? Why the deodorant? Like, I wear deodorant every day.
No.
What do you mean no?
I mean, what I mean is, usually when you're asking for sex, I don't want to say the word sex, you don't usually groom up or do anything special for me right before. Sometimes you'll have flown across the country.
F-A-R-T.
Yeah.
The night before you'll have a show, and then you'll be like, can we do it?
Uh-huh.
I was really impressed that you took the time to put on deodorant as well as shower prior to us doing it, like right then. That was really cool.
See, for me, the most memorable moment was we did it Saturday. And
yeah,
it was at the tail end of the Florida State game.
Right.
And I turned it off.
That was special.
And
thank
as
you.
Soon as I thank rolled you. Over, like yeah. as soon as I rolled over, I go, can I put the game on? That to me was like the special moment.
Well, I was surprised that you turned the game off. I thought you just mute it.
Well, I thought I would mute it and just watch, right. but then you were like, I could tell like you weren't into that, so I turned it off. And you know, I tried to get through it as fast as I could for you. And then
for me, for me.
And then
why for me?
When I rolled back over, I was like, I put the game on, and you were like, okay, I'm gonna go to the shower.
For me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I thought that. By the way, that's a sign of a real marriage.
What's that?
Is when you can do it, and then your husband goes, can I put the game back on? And you go, yeah, fine, it's fine. And there's no anger about it. It means you're in a good place in your marriage.
That's true. That's
definitely. Because I know how important that game was to you. It was Florida State.
Yeah. And we won.
The Gator Chomps.
We killed the Gators.
Yeah.
The
Gay Turds. I thought that was really neat. And we've been playing this little role play lately.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
Well, because we were making kissy faces the other day and in bed, and you'd had a glass of wine. It was kind of like three quarters done. It was side of the bed. And I went to kiss you, and I was like, oh, I like this. This is like back in my my bar streaming days where I used to just kind of troll the bars.
You're right.
And you go, oh, my God, really? I go, yeah, you remind me of... what's a good bar troll name? Karen.
Karen, yeah. I'm a total Karen.
you're Karen. I just met you at the bar. I wanted you to smoke a cigarette too, because when you have that in your mouth, then I know you're down.
Down.
If you have booze and smoke, I'm like, what's up?
And Karen has really low standards. She's not used to being treated well.
That's the thing. Karen's like, whoa, like you're kissing me?
Right. Usually I don't get mouth kissed.
You pet my head?
Yeah. And that's
what's
why.
What's with all these sheets on your bed?
Right. And Karen doesn't get mad when the guy flips the game on.
Right. That's what she's used to.
Karen's actually used to the game on in the background as they're doing
full volume.
Right. So Karen's thankful that you turned it off.
Yeah.
And that's why I let you go back to
the game. You know what would have been cool if you want to be like really cool wife points? We do it in the dog facing the TV while the game's on. That could be cool. This might be the guy. Let me check.
Who's that?
That's the guy in the house.
Oh, shit. There's a dude in our house. Oh, there's so many dudes in our house. Always with the dudes.
Yeah.
Is he calling?
I don't know. He just said I'm done. So I asked him if I need to come over there or not. I'm asking him now.
Okay.
We'll see what he says.
Just glass.
But anyways.
Can I tell you what I really liked?
Yeah.
So you've been smoking cigars lately outside.
I've been enjoying getting back into cigars.
Yeah.
I liked them like, I don't know, 20 years ago. And
when you were 10?
Yeah, and now I like them more.
20
again.
Years ago? You're only 37.
Yeah, so like a teenager, late teenage.
What are you talking about?
That's when I like cigars.
In Florida?
That's when I got into cigars.
In high school?
Yeah.
Who the fuck smoked cigars in high school?
That's how I got into them. You're I was doing two-a-days. That's how I would fucking calm down.
Calm down cigars.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a grown man already.
That is silly.
Yeah.
So you came in after you smoked your cigar and I kissed you and I was like, well, it looks like Karen found a match.
Yeah.
You're Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby. Yeah. And
because I had cigar breath.
Right. And Karen's got such low standards that Bobby can walk around in the shorts. Yes, unfortunately. Oh, for crying out loud. What's wrong with the heater?
I don't know. I gotta go out there.
All right. Pause.
Pause number two. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Just
glassing.
I got to stay with the dogs.
And back.
All right. Oof, interruptions.
Man. There you go.
Like traffic today in the Segura.
Yeah. A lot going on.
Segura Pajits.
Well, I got a little treat for you. You want to hear it? I got a little treat.
No,
ready?
Bobby.
Here we go.
Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog. Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog.
What time is it, Georgia?
Oh, God.
Hey, buddy.
618.
Top Dog.
You need to wipe down.
It's Top Dog.
gave Dad a call.
Yeah.
And,
oh, my gosh.
Pretty fantastic conversation.
We haven't spoken with him in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. And I got lucky that not only did I get to talk to Top Dog, I also got to talk a little bit to Charo.
Oh boy.
So it was something.
They're coming out pretty soon.
They are.
Hello?
Dad.
Hey buddy.
Hey, you're home?
Yeah, I'm home. Yeah, I don't work every day all day, so I'm home.
Oh, that's great. How's it going? What are you doing?
Watching Perry Mason with Mom.
Oh, cool. Hey, did you tell me the other day that you had like a new fart smell?
I did.
What? So what do you attribute that to?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I think maybe a combination of some different foods and things. But, you know, I kind of have my fart smells down to about 8 or 10 basic smells.
Yeah.
And this was a new one. And it you know, because it, and it was ugly, I have to tell you. But it wasn't so ugly, but it was just different. It you know, it was almost like it was somebody else's fart.
Were you surprised?
And I was surprised. I was totally surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Really so, and then, so what did it lead to, though? I mean, like, was it a... Were you sick, or do you think...
No, there wasn't any event. Mm-hmm. Usually, you know, if you have eat at some restaurant you've never eaten before, you go to somebody's house, you know, have some greasy Italian food or something, you know, like that.
Yeah.
But this was, This was...
Why you got to put it on the Italians?
Greasy
like
Italian
greasy
food.
Greasy Italian food or something like that.
Well, he doesn't like Italian
hates
food.
Hates Italian food.
He's the only person alive that hates Italian food. Hates pizza.
I really, you know, I tried. I went back and tried to remember what I ate, and I can't put... But it was definitely different. You know, it was a real... Yeah. Kind of a real discovery, you know.
Yeah, that's really something, huh?
It is. It is, you know. And I thought I was kind of... past the point of new discoveries. You know, I'm 69 years old and kind of everything is pretty much routine. So it was, there was a little bit of excitement there that I may have opened up a new vein in the old, you know, large intestine. Who knows?
Yeah. So, so your movement afterwards was standard? It was normal?
Yeah, it was standard. Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's really something.
You know, you just came through Thanksgiving, and of course that changes your, you know, you have a lot of things and quantity and stuff you don't normally have. So
this was a Thanksgiving fart?
No, it was a pre-Thanksgiving, but just coming through Thanksgiving, you know, I'm back to doing, you know, I had basically twos and threes ever since Thanksgiving.
Wow!
Wow!
It's good. Incredible.
So, anyway, but I was just stunned by that one smell. I've never...
Two is a little hard.
It's hard.
But threes and fours are ideal. So if you're having twos and threes...
I would say fours and fives are ideal for me.
No, five's too sloppy. Threes and fours are the ideal.
I don't think so.
No, it's not a matter of opinion.
Let me look.
Threes and fours are where you want to be. Yeah. Yeah. I know this stuff.
I go for a five.
Don't go for a five. It's too sloppy. You want threes and fours. Believe me, I've studied this stuff. I know the whole scale.
When's your colonoscopy?
It's next month.
Hold on. You want a four. No, you're right. Three or four. You want a four.
Right. That's what I just said.
Yeah, not even a three is kind of hard. A sausage shape with cracks in the surface.
But it's all right.
You want a smooth, soft sausage or snake.
Four.
Number four, yeah. No, sorry. Go ahead. Okay.
Ever smelled that smell before?
Yeah, I mean, having a new—I kind of know what you mean. I one thing that was weird was I was on a flight last week, and somebody kept farting, and it was the same smell, so I knew it was the same guy farting.
Yeah.
And then about 2 hours into the flight, I farted, and my fart smelled like his fart. That was weird.
That was weird.
Yeah,
that was weird. But
I couldn't move.
You know, I tell you, you ever get on like you're on a tram or something, at
tram.
You know, people have been sitting down, so they stand up and you do that a lot in Florida because if you're in cold weather climates and you have a fart, you kind of get in a crowd. It kind of hides in your overcoat or jacket or whatever you wear, you know, it doesn't, by the time it gets out, it's kind of diluted. But if you live in a hot weather climate like Florida or, you know, LA in the summertime, when you fart, it's out there. There's an escape hatch, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know.
And,
yeah. You know, so, and then people.
Yeah. Get out there.
People, you know, then they all look around. You know, you always know the people that don't look around are the ones that did it.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So it was
when I do it, I always look around with like this disgust of what the hell's going on. You know.
Yeah. Kind of to kind of misguide them.
Well, the other time we've died with this one. I mean,
so that's what conversations with my dad are like. Yeah. Then I'll reciprocate. I'll be like, oh, I'll say this back, and then he'll be like, so something else I did.
The bank.
Yeah.
And there's an older person in front of me, so they don't know. You know, they're not aware if somebody's behind them. Sometimes they're not aware if somebody's in front of them. Okay.
Yeah.
And so they had no idea. And all of a sudden, this not only had smell, but it had noise too.
Oh,
they had
no
idea somebody's behind them.
And they farted a big fart, huh?
Oh yeah. And then when they step up to the counter and they realize you're behind you, they pretend they don't have any ownership of the problem. They don't.
Right. I remember one time I was, I'll never forget, you know, there's just memories that just stick with you.
Yeah.
I shared an office with this guy also named Tom when I was working in D.C.
District of Columbia.
Yeah. We were working at America's Most Wanted. He was a producer and on-air guy, and I was just a researcher. So I was 20, And he, or maybe 21, and he was probably 40 at the time, and we both like hip hop. So one time we just went to a record store, like during lunch break, just to look at records. And this guy, this was back when there was record stores everywhere, and they had headphone stations. You remember that when it came to that? So you put headphones on, and they would have like five or six things you could listen to at the time. Right?
Sure.
So these are albums that are out. So this big guy is standing there with headphones on, and he hits, like, so obviously you can't hear what he's listening to, but he's singing the notes, singing the song. He's like, I wanna go! And as he hits the high note, he rips a massive fart, right? But it was so weird because he turned around and looked at us.
Yeah.
Because we were busting out laughing.
Yeah.
And it was only, he looked at us like, oh, you're laughing at my voice?
Right.
I think he didn't know that he farted.
Yeah, because when you're wearing your earbuds,
you didn't hear it.
Your own fart.
You don't hear your fart. And I think because he was singing, he didn't actually realize that he pushed out a fart.
Yes, because I've had that happen before when I've been on treadmills where you're farting.
Oh, yeah.
And you think it's silent. Yeah. Maybe it's not, and everyone could hear it.
Sure.
That's a real common problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. Did you tell mom about this new smell or no?
No.
This is where it gets good.
That's not, she's in the other room, so she's, you know, not into this. I haven't told her about this.
Is she around by any chance? Can I talk to her?
And cute.
You can talk to her. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Guess what I bring up right away.
How bored do you get when you talk to your friend?
Yeah, it can wear on you sometimes.
What's up?
Did you know that he had a new fart smell the other day?
I don't.
Yeah, he said after all these years, he has about 8 to 10 fart smells. And he had
her reaction.
It's so great.
I'm so disappointed.
So upset.
Now, is she disappointed at you or
doesn't want to hear about it? Doesn't want to hear about
it. But which Tom is she referring to? You or your dad?
Tommy.
It's Tommy. Yeah. I thought I heard Tom.
No,
which made me laugh. I thought it was your dad.
Yeah. New smell.
Hi. You tell Tommy you have a new fart smell?
I did have it the other day. You know,
I never smelled. Hey, Tommy, you should see how serious he's telling me this. Ever in my life, heard a person talking about the smell of the farts and checking them out.
Stop
this
it.
Is a new one. Can you
Stop
imagine?
My face yeah.
He's going to be.
It hurts to laugh.
I know.
70. Oh, by the way, I want to tell you in front of him, this is serious, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it hurts to hear us.
Yeah, Tommy wants to talk about you.
No, I want to talk to you.
Okay, tell me. But I don't want to talk about farts.
But this is...
Can you imagine?
This is
the fart that it smells? I mean...
Differently.
So how do you know when your fart is smelling different? Do you, you check your fart and you
well,
keep track?
Well, I farted and made so much... I didn't recognize the smell. Like yours.
Ay, que horror. Do you hear what he said?
What did he say?
When I farted, I didn't recognize the smell. So I know it's a new one.
But isn't that kind of amazing when you think about it?
Tommy, I cannot believe that. I mean, I know if mine smell or doesn't smell, that's as far as I know, but to recognize the smell of this fart,
he said,
this is a new one.
He says he has 8 to 10 different smells that he recognizes.
What?
Yeah.
You have 8. I'm going to put you on a speaker, yeah? Hold
okay.
on. Tom, can you lift that crap down?
Yeah.
He says you have 8 to 10 different...
Yeah, different smell, which indicates different types of crackers. So I know, by the way, my fart, what kind of crack I'm getting.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Tommy, this is disgusting.
But isn't it, it's kind of a nice skill that he has, that he knows what's coming, you know?
A nice skill is to know about history or, you know, if you tell me about the flowers, I know by the smell of the flower if this is a rose or a geranium, or I know what butterfly is coming by the color of the... If you tell me about the farts, what kind of stack I am going to have?
But Dad can do it. Dad knows.
If that's
his people have that skill.
That's for sure, thank God.
But he also discovered, I think the real thing is that not only does he have that skill, after all these years he was able to detect a new smell.
Oh my God.
Which is really significant.
Yeah.
that really, that was kind of like, you know, it's like being an astronomer finding a new planet.
Yeah, that's really true.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's like they find new solar systems and galaxies. That's kind
how low can you get on your own? That you are going to live according to your farts and the smell and what kind of caca you're going to have. If that will be my goal and my meditation for the life, I might as well don't be around.
Well, it's important when you go to the bathroom, knowing what's coming to see how much toilet paper.
I know it's coming caca and I am
wiping. There's times when I'm going back and leave a lot of toilet paper, and another time when I know I need an extra roll.
So is the main advantage to knowing what's coming just toilet paper usage?
No, actually, toilet paper, the real main advantage is you know how close you are to a toilet, because sometimes they come quicker, and others, you know, they don't come quick.
So do certain fart smells let you know you're going to have a really explosive, huge shit?
Yes. That I know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that I tell you I know, because sometimes we're talking, and then he runs out, and he says, I'm sorry. He comes out, he says, oh, I knew that I thought was going to be a fart, but it was the biggest explosion. I said, "Don't, please don't go in the details, please." and it goes all over them. Ugh.
Wow. That's really clear. That's really
clear. I don't think, Tommy, you are that disgusting at your fire, because you called that really cool.
I think that's awesome that he has that skill.
You do caca like that too?
I don't know. Like, I'm not at dad's level, but I have some cacas that, yeah, they paint the bowl and stuff, yeah.
I'm teaching him everything I know.
Yeah.
Teaching you everything you know.
Yeah, I'm going to teach my son. It's going to pass it down from generation to generation.
Absolutely.
Be sure that your son knows that his grandmother never agreed with any of this disgusting stuff, okay? If you're going to teach him about caca, don't forget to talk about God and Mary and all the things that I want.
Okay. Look, I got to go. I love you guys.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think it's fair that you call, you talk about caca, and then you say, you forgot to say I'm walking into a meeting.
No, there's somebody here at the house. I have to go. That's the reason why I got to go.
I feel sorry for the person. I hope he didn't hear this.
He did. Okay. I'm in another room. I love you guys.
I love you.
Okay, bye.
There you go.
Your mom does the same thing I do to you, because you always go, I gotta let you go.
I gotta let you go.
So rude.
So rude.
I gotta let you go.
Yeah.
That was probably one of my best calls in a long time. I laughed so hard.
Man.
My stomach hurts from that call. I love how upset Charo gets. That's the best part.
I know.
Is how upset she is.
Yeah. So funny.
And how disappointed she was when she found out what you guys were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And she's disappointed in you. I don't.
She couldn't be any more
here. Dad, where was it? Here? I think it was here.
I don't.
Yeah. He said after all these years, he has about 8 to 10 fart smells, and he had a new smell.
That's the best part.
My favorite thing too. Yeah. That's why I do this.
Her disappointment is so profound in you right then.
It's so
funny.
How bored do you get when you talk to your father?
Yeah, it can wear. It's funny. She goes, "How bored do you get when you talk to your father?" Right. On you sometimes.
What's up?
Did you know that he had a new fart smell the other day?
I bombed.
Yeah, he said after all these years, he has about 8 to 10 fart smells, and he had a new smell.
You tell Tommy you have a new fart smell?
That's the best.
Yeah.
She's so disappointed in you right there.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard her. And usually she just gets angry.
Yeah.
But this was thorough disgust,
contempt,
and
for it,
upsetness at you and your dad. It's a very nuanced emotion for Charo. This one's a little
incredible.
More nuanced. Usually she just goes to rage. Oh, so funny. I don't want to hear
face killers.
Oh, I thought it was your shit.
It's a poet from the streets. That's how I like my MCs. Edich.
So that's when she's a big Ghostface fan.
She is.
Yeah.
You know what I thought was really neat, which you have been teaching our son. Because in the mornings, you and I, we get our coffee together and we go into his room and we wake him up, or he's already up, and we have like a family time, and there's a rocking chair I sit in. I was sitting there with Ellis, and you are sitting on like a plastic chair.
Like a step stool.
And you are in your dad boxers like you normally are, with your slippers and just a shirt. And you were sitting on this plastic stool, and your legs were spread open. Mm-hmm. and the fabric was pulling against up against your nuts.
Yeah.
So we could see just a hint of balls.
Yeah, to the side.
To the side.
Yeah.
And you spread your legs, you lifted the legs in the air, and then you farted.
Yeah.
It was like a snap, 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 like firecrackers in the street.
It was incredible, yeah.
And it was cool that our son got to see that firsthand.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. I agree. It was kind of like that, what was that, that great fart that he had, King Ass Ripper. It was sitting on a dresser.
Right.
Remember his dresser fart? That's okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That's a neat thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, pretty that call cool. was so good.
Fart, yeah.
Fart,
yeah. Fart, yeah.
Now, yeah. How does your dad...
Oh, this is another clip from when I talked to my mom, too.
Wait, I have a question, though.
Earlier, she was like...
I asked him, will you ever date your mom?
I was like, yeah, mom, what do you would?
Will you date your mom? Yeah. So how does your dad hold, does he hold in these farts?
No.
He doesn't hold them in.
No, no, no.
So how does he fart around your mother who has utter contempt for them?
He just does. And he'll be like, baby, it just came out. I gotta go. She says, well, go to the bathroom. And he's like, I don't have to go to the bathroom. She's like, this is disgusting. And then he'll get matches and stuff, you know. No, she just gets upset. She just yells.
She lets it happen.
Yeah.
I have to say, I think one of the greatest things about our relationship is that we just fart in front of each other. Because could you imagine 20, 40 years of having to get up and go to the bathroom?
We know people like that, though.
I know, but that's especially because your dad has a sickness. He has a diverticulitis.
Yeah. So his are rancid.
It's medical.
Have you smelled his?
Of course. I've known him for years, of course.
It's so bad.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, he's got really
It's
bad.
Really rancid. His farts are like just wallpaper peeling.
It's bad. Really crazy. So I wanted to play this for you. This woman, Shahrzad Morgan, she's the author of the book The Fuck List, a memoir about the 2 years after her divorce where she fucked a lot of dudes.
Cool. We always talk about this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
About who we're going to blow, bang, yeah. whatever after.
Oh, yeah. And by the way,
yeah.
you
yeah.
had a dream.
Yeah.
And then you tried to kind of like dismiss it later. You're like, oh, yeah, whatever. It was just a dream. Where you said, I watched you, right?
No. The dream was you had an idea for a bit for your mom's house.
Right.
Where I blow the entire cast of Gigolos.
This is your dream.
This isn't my dream.
Yeah.
And I went through with it. I did it.
Reluctantly.
No, I just did it. I didn't think.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I was talking to Brace about it.
Yeah.
And Brace was like, wow, you really blew all those guys. It was really crazy. And then I had second thoughts. I was like, oh, we can't air that.
We can't air that.
Right. And then I go.
That's your concern.
And then I go, Tom, I blew all the guys in Gigolos. We can't air this. Bit. This yeah. is going to ruin my reputation as a lady.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I liked it as your dream. Oof. Tell your shrink about that one. Let me know what she says.
Ooh, eye roll.
And you're like, oh, I had this dream. Like somebody, sounds like someone really twisted your arm. You're like, well, I just did it. I blew these five guys.
But I only remember blowing like one. I only remember one peener.
Really?
Yeah, like in the dream, I didn't go one.
Do you remember whose it
two,
was?
Two, three.
Was it Brace's?
Four. I think it was Brace.
Was it the Jesus guy?
No, it was Brace. Hair? It was Brace.
God, you blew Brace in your dream.
Right. But then I didn't, but I just remember seeing the peener. I don't remember it, like doing anything.
Ugh.
But I remember Brace being like, wow. And then, I asked you to take the bit out that we shouldn't air it.
The Brace philosophy. The Brace philosophy. The Brace philosophy. The Brace philosophy. The Brace philosophy.
I love Brace.
You blew him.
Yeah.
In your dream.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool, babe.
You got it.
Hi, I'm Shahrzad Morgan. I'm author of The Fuck List. So, this is a very unusual video. I have cum all over my face. I don't know if you can see it. And thank you, Brandon, for leaving it there for me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It looks like a nice lady.
She did, yeah.
She did? Before she said that?
Well, I don't know why you have to make a video of cum on your face, dummy.
Well, she's going to tell you why.
We've all had cum on our face. You don't need to make
a video. The reason I'm showing this to you is because I want you guys to realize that cum to me as a woman, cum used to be something really disgusting and gross and slimy, and I would have never let a guy do that on my face. I considered it so disrespectful.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not.
I want to tell you how I came to see cum. It's not some yucky,
what's her
mucus,
accent?
Slobby, slimy stuff. And make it something that turns me on. And this is how. I realized by talking to men that they associate their cum with their pleasure and with their orgasm. And they really identify with it, almost like a woman might identify with her, I don't know, with our hair or something about our bodies that we like.
She's a really weird accent.
There's some kind of affectation.
Yeah. Here. But so far, I'm 100% on board with her. She's very right.
Do you agree with that? The cum is an extension.
Absolutely. And guys do identify it with their pleasure and everything. I think that part's accurate.
And so the fact that it repulses me, is that bad?
It's just reality. I just have to deal with it. I mean, I wish it wasn't like that, if that's what you're asking.
I wish it were candy flavored.
Mine tastes pretty good as far as I remember. Had a couple of cups of it last week. Wasn't that bad?
And so when they're coming, not only for a man, his cum is a very precious part of himself.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
To him, it's not gross or slimy at all. He loves his cum. He's right. Proud of it.
Right.
Yeah. He looks at it like it turns him on when he sees it coming out. He's proud of it because like he sees how much there is, how thick it is, how far it shoots.
Yeah.
It's a measure of his manliness. Oh, you know, like there's so many things about it. And when he can come on a woman, it makes him feel so close to her. He's giving her part of himself.
Thank you. This lady's a genius.
Can I tell you something?
Her eyes are really...
Everything's wrong. Can I tell you something? What's so great is when women get hosed into this horse shit.
Dude.
That guys feel things about their cum, and we need to be more respectful of letting guys come on your face. Give me
true.
A fucking break.
Yes,
this woman,
I want to talk a little bit about the white tigress practices. I practiced as a white tigress for about a year. In the oral sex tradition, there's a lot of things.
Doesn't it remind you of her?
For example, we have a technique.
And she talks weird. Yeah,
they both talk weird.
Fucking deeply the penis, and you're almost like gagging on it. And when I first heard about this technique and then saw it, I was like, oh my goodness. And it was this... Like the instant thing that came up in me was that it's degrading to women, or the technique where you're holding the back of the head and the man is holding her head and then circling his hips and
holding. Yeah, this lady's cool though.
That is your boy. She needs a male approval. Too much.
What's going on? What is this? Why can't this get addressed? Seems like it's
what's that?
The eyes.
Oh, I got that.
No, not like that. What's going on there?
It's bags. She's old.
Yeah, but I mean, god damn.
Maybe she should put cum on those bags.
That's what I'm saying.
Such a skin tight.
There's so much bags, and you got all this access to all this cum. Why aren't you marrying the two?
Right. If it's a skin tightener.
Yeah. Because I think she'll get more cum, which she loves,
if
she takes care of those eyes.
Her teeth look good, though.
She does. Her teeth look good.
Yeah.
She's an attractive woman.
She's nice looking.
I know, but these are real bad.
I can't exactly.
And she has cum on her face. I keep forgetting that it's on her face
but
right
where
now.
Where is the cum?
I guess it's kind of dried.
It usually gets flaky, right?
Yeah.
Or crusty.
And it's a turn on. It's not disrespectful.
Great teeth.
And once you can see that and let guys come on your face or on your body or anything, like they let guys come on your face or on your body or anything, like they just will. It's just such a respectful, loving act to do.
Thank you.
A loving, respectful act.
It's a very loving and respectful act to let the guys come on you.
She's a Sesame Street character.
And another thing, so after they come on my face, I like to rub it in. It makes a really, really good facial.
No, it
doesn't.
Because
when I wash it off, my skin is so smooth.
Oh, yeah. Shut up.
Yeah.
God damn it.
There's that hose job you're talking about.
Yeah, she's totally hosed, this broad.
In more than one way.
The only thing is, when I get in my eyes, it makes my eyes burn a little bit.
Yeah. No shit, dummy.
I get in my eyes because I like to look at the men when they're coming. I like to look in their eyes, and I like to see the cum come out of their penis. It turns me on now. So I open my eyes to look, and then I always get some in my eyes, so I have to figure out how to get better at that.
Yeah, you have to figure out how to get better at that.
What a neat story.
She's really oversexed, I think. I think this is too much of a focal point in her life. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. She's talking like a fucking teenager.
Yeah.
She might have been like super repressed.
I think so.
This is her reverse.
I think so.
You know?
Yeah, because usually when people lead with the sexuality card. It's their whole thing. Yeah. Like, I'm this cum, super cum
I like
lady.
To watch cum come out.
Yeah.
I'm the cum lady.
Yeah.
I'm the cum face lady. Right. You come on my face and I rub
right.
it in.
Right. It's definitely, you're right. It's years of repression and now she's the official cum on my face lady.
Yeah.
It's so funny. And I love, by the way, the thought always being that like, oh, you really got to be so accepting of guys to get them to be into you. Like, no, you don't. You don't no. need them to, you don't need the guy to come on your face to, for someone to come.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, dudes will come no matter what, dude. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Can dudes, we stop fucking worrying about their feelings, about their fucking cum?
Yeah. You don't want to worry about guys cum?
No.
Why?
Who cares?
What do you mean?
No, it's not. I'm just saying that they're not an underserved demographic sexually, men, historically.
What do you mean?
I mean, you guys have ruled the world this whole time. Who cares?
We have things we need to take care of, babe.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Guys, do your holiday shopping using our Amazon banner. We haven't mentioned that yet, but if you want to buy the cum cocktail cookbook, we just got that.
I've cum all over my face. Thank you, Brandon.
Use our banner. Go to your mom's house podcast.com.
Yeah.
Click on the banner at the bottom of the homepage, do your shopping as you normally would.
It's very true.
For Christmas. Do your Christmas shopping.
Do your Christmas shopping there. Also, we have a bunch of great shirts on sale. On the website, we have some posters on sale. They are, go to TomSegura.com, click on the store to shop, and it'll take you to our merch page.
Can I read an email that we got?
Please read an email that we got.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Hola, mamacitas. Can you please settle this debate once and for all? My wife and I argue all the time about wiping techniques, and we are in need of a neutral third party to weigh in on the subject. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
So I myself am a sane person, and I wipe from front to back until the toilet paper more or less comes back white.
Yeah.
She, on the other hand, goes back to front,
oof,
wiping shit towards the clit. She justifies
towards
this.
The clit.
That's a little aggressive. She justifies this by saying she has this claw technique where she essentially uses toilet paper as a makeshift shitty finger condom and scoops it out from inside the beehole to make sure she gets it all.
Jesus.
I agree her bunghole is probably definitely a lot cleaner than mine, but what do you mommies think? Am I crazy?
This sounds real crazy. This sounds really, really aggressive on a lot of levels. Wiping back to front is never recommended.
No.
And
for nobody.
And that she claws at it and just, oh man.
Wait, let me just see though. I do see the point. Like,
but she's going like this with the paper in there. Pulling that
The problem is you are putting caca on your vagine and that's not sanitary. You can also do the claw, do a reverse claw. Do a claw front to
pull
back
away.
And use your thumb as the claw.
Pull it away.
Right.
Pull it away from there.
No, you should definitely reverse your claw.
You should get the Toto.
Yeah, get the Toto Washlet 350E on Amazon using our banner.
Yeah, it's really the best.
Your mom's house podcast.com.
Did you know that the button that turns it on, if you press it twice, that's how you get hard pressure?
No.
Yeah. It's soft on off. And
you're
then there's
kidding.
Stop. So you do soft on.
Uh-huh.
A second time makes it hard.
You're fucking kidding me. Because I've just been increasing the pressure by pushing the
it's
button
not enough.
On the...
Yeah, you got to
hit
it again.
Wow. That's a maze.
Yeah.
So we were using the Washlet from the 90s.
Yeah.
We got the Toto 350E.
Yeah.
And
I love that you do the model number.
It's because the guy at the Toto store, I went to their showroom and he walked me through it and he goes, oh, you got to get the 350E. That's the latest model.
That's
get it on
amazing.
Amazon.
Amazing.
And it's pretty painless to hook up. You need to have an outlet by the toilet and the water source is there. This thing has a remote control, a heated seat.
You just basically, it's like your old shit to shower thing. I mean, I still like to do a cursory wipe, just, you
before
know.
Before you washlet?
Sure. I'll do like a wipe.
Why?
And then I let it rip. Yeah.
Why do you do, that's what the washlet is for?
No, I still like to do one wipe. Because if you have like
what
a lot of
doing?
Caca there, you don't have a big hairy asshole like me. Though.
No.
So yeah, I'll do like a cursory wipe. I don't even look. I just wipe it, drop it. And then I hit on, and then I just let that stream go.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing on the paper afterwards.
Nothing. It's
nothing.
Amazing. Have you used the dryer?
Yeah.
That's so good.
Nice. It's a nice.
Now,
it's a hair dryer in your asshole.
It's a hair, like a full powered.
Yeah.
Now, with our, there's the front setting and then the rear setting.
Yeah.
But as a woman, I have to use the front one. So it pushes the caca away.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. You can't do front to the back to front.
We got a horrible or hilarious clip to watch. I haven't watched it. Do you want to weigh in?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see what you think.
Oh, shit. I don't like that.
You fuck. What the fuck? Oh. Fuck. Oh, cunt. Oh, my fucking nuts. Oh, Jesus, what were you thinking, dude?
What accent, well, master? What
that's are you Australian.
Thinking, dude?
But look who looks. I think this guy was driving.
Yeah.
So when you ask, what were you thinking? I think I have a pretty good idea. Not a whole fucking lot.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Past the dope.
Summer of 63. That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
He's high.
Yeah. He You're goes, ah, cunt. Yeah. Did you hear that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think it's funny.
No?
Fuck.
I'm bummed out.
Oh. Fuck.
This fucking guy
cunt.
Hits you. Yeah.
Oh.
You like it?
My fucking nuts.
Oh. Yeah. It's pretty funny. It's
I think
not
it's,
like...
Well, I think it's a bummer that that's the guy that hits you, that fucking cunt.
Oh, yeah.
That hippie asshole.
Yeah, that guy's no
smoking
good.
Dope.
Yeah.
Oh,
idiot.
Cunt.
Yeah.
No.
I have cum all over my face.
I have cum all over my face.
And I really like it.
It's an excellent skin softener.
It feels so good.
I don't like it in my eyes. It burns in my eyes.
Stupid dum-dum.
Did you see the Hungarian email?
I did. That's funny you noticed that. Read it, though.
Okay. It says, Dear Main Mommy Tina and Surper of the Water Champ Throne Tom.
Usurper?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. Inspired by your wonderful podcast, I pulled my jeans up high and tight and sent off for a DNA kit from 23andMe. I used the code Bert Has Fat Jeans to pay an extra 20%.
To pay an extra 20%.
Which goes towards Bert's liposuction surgery. I received the kit, fluid bonded with a test tube, and a few weeks later I received my results. The test identified several very close blood relatives I didn't know I had. You see, my mom was adopted and found her bio mother several years ago, but she never found out the identity of her bio father. Through some detective work and by comparing DNA results on another website called GED Match, they compare DNA from different testing companies. I discovered my mom's biological father. Hmm. His last name was Johansic. Does that sound, how do you say it? I don't know.
You have to spell it.
J-O-H-A-N-C-S-I-K.
Johansic. It sounds okay. Czech.
All right. Well, he was 100% cockroach DNA having Hungarian. That makes
yes.
me 25% Hungarian.
Excellent.
What do I know? How do I connect with my Eastern Bloc roots? Is there anything special about being Hungarian? Should I take
Tons.
Up disco dancing and start being rude to people? Should I plan a pilgrimage to Budapest?
Yes.
I'm really lost here. See you at the next family reunion. Andy, yes. P.S. My wife and I saw Tina in Houston a while back. We already have tickets to see the fake water champ Tom when he comes to town. Unbelievable.
And as you'd say in Hungarian, köszönöm.
Yeah.
I think that's wonderful. I think you should go to Budapest. You should start eating sausage, drinking beer, and abusing your body because you can, because you've got cockroach Eastern Bloc DNA. Also, work on your scowl, right, Tom?
Yeah.
Work on your depressiveness. You're going to need it.
Yep.
No, it's nice. It's beautiful.
Cursing,
Budapest is
yeah.
beautiful. Cursing, get a good curse going. Disdain for humanity. You got to work on that a little bit. I think it's cool. You should go check it out. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun how grumpy some of them are. I don't know if they are anymore, but, you know, last time I went, shoosh. Everybody in my family is grumpy.
Super grumpsters.
That's fun. Good for you.
So that's a pretty cool message.
Very resilient genes. Very resilient.
But someone else told me this. Mommy's long time first time I was listening to podcast 371. when a listener wrote in saying their dad picks up an Asian accent whenever talking to an Asian person. This is my favorite thing. Well, this seems to be an epidemic as deeply ingrained in dads as dad mouth is. My father does the exact same thing.
Oh, no.
From the unintentional, horrifically racist accent to reverting back to a caveman sentence structure. However, my father's dad accent goes a little further. Not only does he do the accent of the person he is speaking with, but he is in contact with them over the course of maybe an hour. He starts to switch up accents, even throwing in words from different languages inexplicably.
Oh my God.
For example, after an entire meal of him talking to our waitress in a sushi restaurant with an Asian dad accent, for some reason, over the course of a few sentences, it morphed into a Hispanic accent, even ending the night with him saying "si" in response to the waitress's question of whether or not he was finished with his plate. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
My father is neither Hispanic nor Asian and has not had any extended periods with anyone. He would not have a familiarity preference like was suggested by the main mommy. I think this matter needs further investigation to get to the source of dad accents. Keeping him high and tight, Blake B.
Wow.
That is just remarkable. I mean, I have so many countless memories of my dad doing that. Juanito, were you able to buy some nice things today? It's good, no?
Like, see. Why are you talking like that, Dad?
And maybe this weekend I show you some of the things, and the church is nice here. You will like it. And they're like, okay, Tom. Gracias, tío Tom.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, yes, yes. So ridiculous. Let me say, by the way, do you remember the Master of Accents last episode, which clearly
the failed. Puppy play? Yeah.
No, the other guy. What was it? The redneck.
Oh, right. Yeah. From Louisiana.
That's right.
Right.
Somebody gave us...
Someone gave us the old 1-2, huh? What for?
That. Hey, y'all. I'm all stoked up. Down here around Fairview, out of Louisiana, where I live, I got a hold of an old 48 Willys pickup truck. Four-wheel drive.
God damn. This guy looks good, right?
He looks awesome.
His chin looks...
Come from Angola State Prison.
Terrible.
Had a special bed belt on it and hauled prisoners back and forth out in the field.
Makes a lot of sense. We said he was hauling printers. He's hauling prisoners back and forth.
Oh.
From Angola State Prison.
All right. That would make sense.
Yeah.
Instead of printers.
Yeah.
Why would they need printers?
Had a bed belt on it and hauled prisoners back and forth out in the
field. There you go.
Well, I got to looking and tankering and thanking.
All right.
I got to looking and tankering and thanking. Yeah. But now we know that... there's no printers that they need at Angola State Prison. What a dumb fucking...
Well, listen, in your defense as a master of accents, I think that your batting average is pretty high.
It's substantial.
That one word off. I mean, you translated all that hillbilly.
I know.
Do you hear this dog?
Of course. Of course I do.
Hey guys, I know I haven't made a video in a while, but I'm gonna make it up to you because this year I've come up with something called the Super Burp. And Super Burp is where I swallow in a lot of air.
Yes.
I wait till it sinks down into my stomach, and then I swallow in more air because it makes room instead of just burping it right away. So give me a little bit. Be patient because I'm gonna have to swallow extra amount of air.
Okay.
I like how all those are like, hey guys. Like it's always like, hey guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you have your little team of, people who are...
Your Daniacs.
Yeah, the Daniacs of your crew.
It's always super upbeat. Hey, guys, so today on this makeup tutorial, I'm going to show you how everybody opens their YouTube.
Hey, guys. I just want to talk to you about... Hey, guys.
Hey, Hitler.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Hitler.
Hey, guys, it's me, Haley, and I just went on a Target run, and I wanted to show you everything I bought.
I got some new candles, guys. And I'm going to show you what I got. There's some great sales.
Remember the Yankee Candle guy, and he would do candle runs? And then he would review the Yankee candles. I actually like that a lot. I really like those good-smelling candles.
Well, though. It was just, like, unbelievable that was somebody's whole plight, you know?
That was their whole thing.
Yeah, that's everything that they do in their life is just that.
I just did a Target run, and I bought this nail polish. Like, who's watching this shit?
Who is watching that?
Maybe.
It's got to only be somebody who's also doing the exact same thing, right?
Like teeny boppers.
Yeah.
Little teenage girls.
Well, I think that other, like, just sad shopper is like, oh, right. What'd you get? And then, oh, I got something too.
Wait, so is she going to show us the super burp or?
Yeah, let's pull it up. Okay.
I'm dying. I'm
really painful too. So you guys better love me for this. Okay, I'm ready.
I don't know if I can watch this. I don't like
it. Wow. You should see how that red on the fucking... Holy shit.
That was disgusting.
Yeah.
Even I'm like, I'm disgusted.
She's gross.
She's gross.
Really gross. Jesus.
Okay. I can't hear it. It sounds like vomiting. I don't like it.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like that.
That's so gross.
Oh,
that's so gnarly.
Yeah,
you know how many complaints.
Where's the pay info? I mean, why isn't she like, guys? Hello, guys. You need to pay for this video.
Right. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Do you know how many complaints we're going to get from people
for this episode?
Who listen on earbuds? Who listen to that? And listen to
a lot of farts, a lot of burps, brown talk. There's a lot today.
But that one in particular was so loud,
fucking gnarly.
It blew up the levels there. The chick is gnarly.
This is the
hey guys
whisper porn.
Oh God, this shit. Oh my God. It's giving me so much anxiety. It's making me so angry.
This video is made especially to you.
Especially. It's just so gross. I can hear the saliva on her mouth. Yeah. I don't like that.
Well, that's somebody's thing.
I like it.
I really hate this. I really don't like this. I'd rather watch the Burp
Girl.
But
that's
than
somebody's
this.
Favorite thing, babe.
I know.
You guys better love me for this. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. The there. I knew a girl in high school that could do that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Her name was Tiffany. And she would drink Dr. Pepper and burp like that.
Oof.
I don't like this. This makes me so fucking angry.
All right.
Doesn't it? I have no patience for this. Do you?
All right. I mean, I'm not into it, if that's what you're asking.
Tom,
yeah.
What if I talk to you like this?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I dumb.
I dumb. Is this the show?
I have cum all over my face.
I have cum all over my face.
I have cum all over my face.
So disrespectful.
Oh, cum.
Fart. F-A-R-T.
And those are the best ones of today. So
it's a really good show.
It really was a good show. It was really fun. Should we go out? Should we go out?
Yeah.
We got to come back and do some Patreon. Put that shit
down. Put that shit down.
Put that shit down. Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, can I request?
Yeah.
If you have it.
Yeah.
I was just thinking today that it's your mom's house.
Oh.
It's your mom.
You want to hear that song?
Yeah. It's your mom's house. It's your mom. I like that one.
Let's see.
Jeans up.
I don't remember how that goes. Hold on. Let me see if this is it.
Do people really listen to this?
That's a good one, too.
That's a good one, too.
Jeans up. And we've had some fun.
Let's see. Is this it?
Oh, that's a good one, too, though. This is the bitch.
Is this it? Right here?
Jeans. This is it.
Bye, guys.
Bye, mommies.
Love you.
We've had some laughs and then talked brown. When it's time to end the podcast. Down. running back. Now we've had some fun and had some laughs.